We'll wrap it up. We're running out of time. Mick, how many have got in work at the moment?
I got five there. I've got the younger brother of that bloke who won yesterday, Ross Stain. Dane Ross, whatever. And he's going out to just grow up and turn his head a little bit. He was starting to hang a bit too.
Oh, well, it was a fantastic win yesterday in the 2 and 3 year old race. Thanks very much for being a part of the program this morning, and good luck with your run in a couple of weeks with Kaseki Dane.
Okay, thanks a lot. Bye bye.
There he is, Mick Dwyer. Well, we're out of time there. Trent, it comes round at 10:30 quick, doesn't it?
It does, yes. We get through the Greyhound races there we had at Addington and other events. But a tremendous rule for Mick yesterday, as touched on, his second city winner. And also, Kobe Jennings would have been a great thrill for him as the 3 kilo claiming apprentice. And they did pretty well yesterday, the apprentices. Winona cost him with a treble.
Yeah.
So a tremendous effort there for the apprentices yesterday. But once again, Mick Dwyer, a huge thrill. And 30-1, unfortunately, the red hot favourite punters weren't too happy with It's About You getting blessed in the post, but he couldn't care about that, Mick Dwyer. He's got a winner in town and he was thrilled.
Good stuff. Thanks for your help this morning, Trent, and you enjoy your afternoon. We'll chat soon.
Will do. Thank you, Simon.
There he is, Trent Langscale from tab.com.au. We'll have our pacing rewind segment with Greg Hayes coming up in just a moment. Addington on the second race, the numbers were 4-1-6 and 7 ran fourth, a power grunter.
Dynamic Syndications and Gay Waterhouse have a superb filly bred to be early and quick. Buy, exceed and excel. Champion Sire with 99 stakes winners, 10 at Group 1 level, including Gay's Golden Slipper winner, Overreach, and our own Blue Diamond winner, Reward for Effort. Our fillies from Red Fever, a successful broodmare with 102 stakes horses in a family. For only $6,900 a share, become part of the Gay Waterhouse team. For info, visit the website or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
You are listening to Sky Sports Radio. It's now 28 minutes to 11.
There's nothing better than watching a standard bred extend into his action. Hear it, feel it, live it on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
And Greg Hayes, good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Simon. How are you?
Very well, thanks. So a big afternoon coming up at Tabcorp Park, Menangle. The first thing that we should chat about is this Rising Star Series. There's another heat on this afternoon, the final heat, I think.
Yeah, exactly right. There's been 9 heats across New South Wales since the Tuesday. It all started at Young. A fantastic setup. We get drivers from all around New South Wales converge and compete against one another for a week. We also have a WA representative. This year it's Christy Shea. Of course, she was the representative from WA last year. And we've got a reciprocal agreement where the New South Wales Rising Stars winner gets a chance to go over and compete against the young drivers from WA. Jack Traynor, the former Kiwi boy who now resides in Australia, he's got a 7-point lead going into the final heat. So he just needs a good performance today on Pop from the Beach to pick up his first Rising Star Series. And, well, fingers crossed for Jack that he's able to do that.
And Jack Traynor is our first guest this morning. Good morning to you, Jack.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Very well.
Jack, big thrill for you to be 7 points clear coming into the final heat at Menangle.
Yeah, that's right, Greg. I'd rather it be 17, but obviously Chris has been real consistent and he's not letting me get this win very easy. So, no, it's all good and it's going to make a good race of it going into today's event.
What about, I guess, the big day for you or the big night for you was Wednesday at Bathurst. There were 3 races there and you drove the 3 of them. You picked up a treble in the Rising Star seat. Sensational night.
Yeah, it was. It was a super night. I obviously had a good book of drives on paper and everything just panned out perfect. So I was lucky to give me a bit of a head start on the rest of them. But, yeah, it's been an absolute super week and we've met such a good bunch of people. And, yeah, it's all going to be sad to see everyone go, actually.
You've had a little bit of a few activities away from the track. You spent some time at iFly on Friday where you get the feeling of skydiving out there at Penrith.
Yeah, we went and done that on the other day, and it was a different experience. It's definitely something that I probably won't be looking to do for a career, I know that. But, no, it was awesome, and Harness Race in New South Wales has put on an awesome week for us, and, yeah, we've had a lot of fun.
If you were able to win this Rising Stars, would it go down as one of the highlights of your career? I know you won a big race recently on Alta Jerome, but to win a Rising Stars in Australia coming from New Zealand, it must be a pretty big thrill for you.
Yes, yeah, it's definitely something that, you know, obviously it'd be an awesome achievement to do. And obviously it's good just to get the opportunity to go on it and get that extra experience. But, yeah, obviously if you did happen to win it, it would be a big thrill.
Jack, you better tell us a little bit about yourself. And we've mentioned New Zealand a little bit, but did you grow up in a horse family?
Yeah, my mum and dad are sort of hobby trainers, and they breed a few in New Zealand. And I sort of got hooked into it at a young age, and I went to got friendly with Dix at the races, and he ended up sort of dragging me up to Cairns on my holidays. And from then on in, I was hooked on the sport, and obviously I found myself over here in Australia, and everything's working out really well.
Just having a look, how did you make the decision to move to Australia?
I got arranged a job with Shane Tritton, and it was nothing against the New Zealand racing or anything like that, but I just wanted to come over here and try something different. I noticed that the juniors get a very good go over here, and I was with Shane for a year, and then the position came at Kiv, Kevin Pizzuto's to have a go at being his driver, and I had a lot of friends up in the Sydney area, so I made the move, and it's really paying off now.
Is it something that you'll look to stay in Australia, or at some stage where you look to go home to New Zealand? What's your plans?
No, I can't see myself going home anytime soon. Obviously, the weather's a lot better over here too. That's a big help. But I do love the Australian racing, and I just think that the junior drivers get such a fair crack at it over here, and it really makes it more appealing to stay.
Got a couple of drives in the Breeders' Challenge finals today. Matty Groves for Kevin Pizzuto in race number 7, the 3-year-old Colston Geldings. He was a really good run last week.
Yeah, he went super. He's actually been done a really good job since he's come. He's only had the 2 starts for us. And obviously both was the Breeders' Heat and Semi. And yeah, he's finding line really good at the moment. So Kev seems to think he's got him pretty on song. And if they go hard, he's got an awkward barrier. But if they run along like we expect them to do, you know, he's definitely going to be there and finish.
And what about Handsome Major in the 4-year-old Entires and Geldings? Picked up a drive there for Daniel Nego, and a horse that does like to race on the speed and does have good early speed, so should be in the firing line for the first part of the race.
Yeah, well, that's right. He's sort of got, he's drawn in close. Some of the main guns are drawn out wide, so we'll look to try and cut a few off at the start and get up as handy as we can. But he's obviously, the stablemate's obviously low flying at the moment, and he's going to be awfully hard to beat, but he's the sort of horse that you might see hitting the line real strong for a place to play.
Well, mate, good luck today in the Rising Stars and also with your drives in the Breeders' Challenge.
Awesome. Thanks very much for that, Greg.
So there he is, Jack Traynor. He'll be pretty hard to beat now, Greg.
Yeah, I think so. He's got that handy 7-point lead. He mentioned his main danger, Chris Geary, who's the defending champion from last year. He's driving a very good chance as well, Mr. Chow, but I've got no doubt Jack will be just watching wherever Chris goes throughout the race.
We'll get on the phone to David Morris. He's our next guest. He's a young driver chasing his first Group 1, but he's got a couple of chances this afternoon.
He sure has. He came out of the woodwork. He's obviously got that the surname Morris, and a lot of people would be familiar with that through the deeds of his uncle Peter Morris, and then his cousin Robbie Morris, and Robbie probably has been in the spotlight a little bit more in his career than David. But the last few seasons, it's really been great to see the growth in David Morris. And he has become one of the leading freelance drivers in Sydney. And you mentioned hasn't got a Group 1 winner yet under his belt. But today, Simon, he's got 2 really big chances.
Yeah, my General Lee, a $2.10 chance with the Tab Fixed Odds. David's online. David, good morning.
Good morning, Simon. Good morning, Greg. How are you, boys?
Very well.
Really well, mate. Big chance for you today to pick up your first Group 1.
Yeah, I've got 3 very nice drives. I've got Hotshot Woman, My General Lee and Luder, and all 3 of them should go pretty close, I reckon.
Well, tell us about My General Lee first, because his run last weekend, his semi-final was brilliant. I would say career best. Chased down the Art of Confusion, and that was something very special, that win last week.
Yes, it actually gave me goosebumps, to be honest. The horse is absolutely flying at the moment. It was a massive run. I reckon you're right there, Greggy, when you said it was probably his best run in his career. He had to make up a lot of ground and absolutely chased his heart out and got the Art of Confusion right on the line.
I don't think he's as one-dimensional anymore as he was as a 3-year-old. He needed things to go his way as a 3-year-old. He's got that devastating sprint, we know that, but he's a little bit more versatile now.
Yeah, he's a little bit different now. It doesn't really matter what you do with him. You can lead, you can sit outside him, you can ease back and go back to last and come with one last run. He's just one of those horses. It doesn't really matter what you do with him. He always puts in that 110%. and, you know, just fries his guts out.
What about Luda, the four-year-old mare? She, her preparation has been thrown in turmoil a little bit with the no race, the abandoned race going back a fortnight ago in the Prelude. Daniel Nego has brought the mare to Menangle to trial it during the week. What sort of feel has she been giving you?
Daniel did bring Luda to Menangle on Tuesday to give her a bit of a trial there because, like you said, in the Prelude, the race was called off due to a bit of an incident during the race. She trialled on Tuesday and gave me a really nice feel. I didn't push her or anything like that. I just sat three fence and followed the helmet in front and went to the line strong.
She's a very talented mare. She deserves to pick up one of these Breeders' Challenge races.
Yeah, she deserves it. She's a lovely mare, and you know, at the end of the day, boys don't muck around with horses that ain't no good. That's for sure.
David, what about your career? I was mentioning before you came on, obviously the Morris name very well known in harness racing, and you know, your uncle Peter and your dad Noel's made a great name for himself, but Robbie, your cousin, he's obviously well known in the industry. You've come along a little bit slower, but in the last couple of years, you've really started to put the spotlight on yourself. Is there a reason you think that something's changed for you, or was there a one particular horse that got you going that made people sit up and take notice of David Morris?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, as you said, I did start off a bit slower than what I did to Robert, and it's only probably been the last 3 to 4 years that I've actually taken off and been stood out a bit more and used a lot more in races than what I was originally. Maybe Shipwreck. I reckon Shipwreck probably put me on the map a bit. Simon Alou got him, and he was a cripple at the time, the horse, and he won, I think, five out of 8 starts for me. And they're all pretty massive runs. And I think that probably put me on the map a bit then. And that's when I started getting a few more drives than what I actually was. I've been put into a few stables the last, last 12, 18 months. I've been driving for Shane Crutton and the Sluice crew when Robert Sherry was training them. And also Daniel Nago's taken over now. So I've got some nice stables behind me, which helps a lot.
Yeah, that's the big key, isn't it? You mentioned the Sluice team. They've been a great supporter of yours, and a big chance today to provide you with that first Group 1. So no doubt you're pretty tight-knit with that team.
Yeah, that's right. And it hasn't probably been the last 18 months that I've had support with me either. It's, when I left school when I was 15, I went and worked for Sluice, and since between with the age of 15 to the age of 18, I've always been pretty close with them and gone back and forth working for them, and we've always been pretty tight, the families.
Well, mate, good luck today. Congratulations on the season you've had. It's obviously been a big year for you. You became a father. You've taken your driving to the next level, and a big chance to add that Group 1 to your resume as well. All the best of luck, and no doubt the family will be cheering very loudly for you.
They will be. Thank you very much, boys. Appreciate it. And you just have a lovely day.
You too, mate. There he is, Simon. David Morris, very talented young reinsman, and he's looking for his first Group 1 winning drive today.
Yeah, just having a look at the fixed odds in the mare's final, Luda. She's $1.50. So what's your sort of highlight for this afternoon, Greg? What are you really looking forward to watching?
Look, it is really, really tough because in the juvenile races, the 2 and the 3 year olds, we've got some very talented horses and they've drawn well. Horses like Heaven's Friend, the 2 year old filly, Al Waikiki Beach, the 2 year old, Colts and Geldings division. She'll dominate Heaven's Friend. The 3 year olds, probably Supersonic Miss for Mark Curdon, will dominate, and you'll see in the 3 year old, Colts and Geldings Kept Under Wraps will be a short price favourite. But what the Breeders' Challenge is, sponsored by Pepper Tree too, fantastic supporters of harness racing in New South Wales. But what the Breeders' Challenge is all about is the little guys getting a chance to take on the big professionals. You know, I've mentioned the Mark Purdens, the Steve Turnbulls, the Daniel Negos, the guys that have got the big stables with the well-bred horses. We've got guys here, hobby trainers, part-timers today, turning up to Menangle to race for $125,000 in these big races. You know, they've got other jobs. They're school teachers or they're council workers or or their guys who, you know, work in a pharmacy or a store or in a shop. And they today get to come and compete for this massive money against the big names in the sport. It is really a special day for harness racing. And it doesn't matter what we see happen today, there will be a good story to come out of it. And that's probably the highlight for me. I like to see the little guys succeed on the big day. And I reckon there's a couple of chances today, a couple of upsets, maybe a little bit later on in the day, we'll be going to see some horses just bob up from when and what people weren't expecting.
Well, I'll be previewing this Menangle meeting with the Mandarando just after 11 o'clock. But the John Taff free-for-all's on as well. Greg, do you think Monofith can win?
Yeah, I think he's going to be very hard to beat. He's been racing extremely well in that free-for-all grade. Freiburg's an interesting horse. Now, he led up recently in a race over the longer trip here at Menangle and had Smolder sit outside him. And in the end, he finished third. But today, it doesn't look to be too much early pressure. Freiburg should shoot across to the lead, and then he might get a pretty easy, cosy run in front. Monofith, John McCarthy, normally happy to go and put him into the race, so he might sit outside them. But those two might dominate. Probably a pretty good Quinella in that race. PONTO's been racing really well. But you mentioned John Taff, special day out at Menangle today. Of course, Taffy retiring from the media after 50 years. He's had a tremendous career. They've obviously named a race after him today. They've got a couple of tables in the special function out at the track. And he has been an absolute ornament to the sport and deserves all the accolades that he's receiving, as he says, goodbye from the media industry.
Yeah, well, it should be a wonderful afternoon of harness racing at Tabcorp Park this afternoon. Thanks very much for your time, Hazy.
Good on you, Simon. Thanks.
We will talk soon. There he is, Greg Hayes. It's 14 minutes to 11. In a moment, we'll have our Chasing Rewind segment with Stuart Turner.
On the Big Sports Breakfast, we like to have you, our listeners, as part of the show.
Beautiful, I appreciate that. Thank you.
To say thanks, we're going to send one of our callers and a friend to New Zealand to see the Warriors take on the Manly Sea Eagles at Mount Smart Stadium Saturday, July 25. Return economy airfares with Emirates, departure taxes, transfers, accommodation, breakfast and reserved premium seats are all included. Any caller who gets put to air up till July 2 will go into the draw to win this great weekend away. It's our way of saying thanks for being part of the Big Sports Breakfast. And it's all courtesy of our good friends at Ambassador Travel.
Bring it on!
Garlo's Pies, 100% Australian lean Aussie beef and bursting with flavour in all Coles and IGA stores. If you can't find them, ask for Garlo's by name. The difference with Garlo's is the deliciously flaky pastry on top and a bottom which is rolled extra thin, giving you more meat and less fat.
Hey, Mum, don't forget the Garlo's.
And don't forget me, Darls.
You tell them, kiddo. At Garlo's Pies,
we're thin on pastry, we're big on meat.
Greyhound racing takes place all over the world,
but Australia leads the way for sheer quality.
Stay with Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader.
Stuart Turner from Greyhound Racing New South Wales is with us now. Hi, Stu.
Morning, mate. How you going?
Very well, thanks. Well, before we have a chat about Fernando Bale, who's in this Sunday night in the Bendigo Cup, let's just chat about the Greyhound racing from Wentworth Park last night. No Group 1 action, but there was still plenty on offer.
Yeah, that's right. Actually, Friday and Saturday night, there was some fantastic racing as ever at Wentworth Park, including last night, a super win for the Pocket Rocket herself, Chica Destacada, who clocked a 29.64 winning over the 520 metres last night. Chica Destacada been a super little greyhound for Doreen Drynan, who's done some great work with her, won the two group races last year. And, mate, Chica Destacada, she's just one of those greyhounds who you think maybe her time has passed, and then she comes back with another great win. She's put in some fantastic performances over the last few weeks. I won't be surprised if she gets another big win somewhere this year. I wouldn't rule her out of any of the major New South Wales races for the rest of the year. And Chica Destacada is going to be in action in the JB Lodge Stayers final over the 600 metres at Gosford on Tuesday night, which looks a fantastic race. One of the big finals coming up this week. So Chica Destacada, one to watch there, I think.
And Fernando Bale, which they reckon is the best in Australia, is contesting the Bendigo Cup later.
Yeah, that's right, mate. The Fernando Bale Roadshow rolls on to Bendigo this evening for the heats of the Group 2 Bendigo Cup. And but last week, of course, he made it 4 Group 1 victories with his terrific win in the Peter Mosman Classic. Now he's back in his home state, looking to make it 14 wins in a row tonight. Absolutely unbelievable stats. Now, he's got box 1 in the 6th heat tonight. And look, no disrespect at all to the rest of the field, but you really cannot see him beaten in this race and going for a 22nd win in 27 starts. He's won 3 of his 4 previous starts jumping from the 1 box, and looking current form, he looks nailed on here. And Simon, this should be a terrific series. Most of Victoria's big guns are involved in this one, the likes of Elfin Bale, Alan Deed and Dinah Villa. Don't discount Ron Ray Spirit, who goes in race 7 at Bendigo tonight. Done absolutely fantastic in the Country Cups over the last few months. The final next Friday. And look, mate, if all the big guns get through, then Bendigo next Friday will be simply unmissable. But racing starts in Bendigo at 6 o'clock tonight.
Is there no donuts in one of the heats?
No donuts, though went fantastic at Wentworth Park last night and is one to watch. Definitely a greyhound on the rise. Only 2 years old and, look, no donuts. Been knocking on the door of the big races and, look, I think will be another big threat in New South Wales and, indeed, the other big races coming up over the next few months. Definitely, as you said, a greyhound to watch.
And in Grafton, the Winter Carnival kicks off on Monday.
Yeah, that's right, mate. Kicking off in earnest with the heats of the Taylor family and Clarence Valley Sheds Maiden Classic. $12,000 up for grabs in this one. My pick for this series, mate, is Bago Bago, jumping from box 1 in race 5 at Grafton on Monday from Tony Brett's kennel. So, look, no doubt will be in top shape and has trialled well already. I think Bago Bago want to watch in that series. But, look, the Grafton Carnival, always one of the notable events of the year on the New South Wales racing calendar. Loads of great racing coming up over the next month. I'm really looking forward to this one, mate. And, of course, make sure you keep checking thedogs.com.au for all the fields form and expert picks from Grafton over the coming weeks.
And we do have some big races coming up this week. A Group 1 is on at Albion Park on Thursday night. They've got their Winter Cup final.
Yeah, that's right, mate. It's one of those weeks where you just rub your hands together and think it's going to be an absolute corker. I can't wait for these next few days. As you said, Thursday, the big one up at Albion Park, the Garrard's Winter Cup Final, $100,000 to the winner. Dyna Double One, Fernando Bale's kennel mate, blew them away in the heats with a brilliant track record, 29.51 last Thursday night. Looks the one to beat in the final. But look, this is one of those races where they all have claims. Look out for Pop the Cork, the brilliant local hope, who went absolutely fantastic in the heats as well. And just looking elsewhere, a couple of other races to note. As I mentioned earlier, Gosford on Tuesday night, the middle distance final. Chica Destacada, as I said, going in that one. And also on Tuesday night, up at Ladbrokes Park in Lismore, my old stomping ground, we've got the Cosmic Rumble final. $10,000 to the winner here. Looks another cracking race. Laverne from box 7 going, sorry, from box 5, the one to watch here. Laverne has won 7 out of 7 so far. Looks like a potential star for Frank Hancock, who's a master at developing these promising greyhounds. So, look, some great races coming up over the next few days.
And outside of those finals, what's racing on for the week?
Yeah, mate, plenty to look forward to as ever. They jump at Canberra this evening and then in New South Wales over the next few days. On Monday, they jump at Nowra, Bathurst and Grafton. Tuesday, get this in your diary, mate, because there's great racing at Goulburn and the two meetings at Lismore and Gosford, as I mentioned. Tuesday looking an absolutely fantastic day. Wednesday, they race at Richmond and Grafton again. Thursday, a busy day with racing at Casino, Maitland and Dapto. Friday, it's back to Grafton again, and also Unibet Gardens and Bulleye, and then Saturday looks an absolute corker as well. Unibet Gardens, Richmond and Wentworth Park. So, mate, it's going to be another terrific week. I can't wait for it. And as ever, all the fields form and expert picks available at thedogs.com.au.
Good stuff. Thanks very much for your time, Stu. And that race at Bendigo tonight, the 16th of the Cup, is due at 8:22, featuring Fernando Bale. Good on you, Stewie. We'll catch you soon.
You take care, mate. Bye-bye.
There he is, Stu Turner from Greyhound Racing in New South Wales. It's 6 minutes to 11.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
There you go.
G'day everybody. Heading through Beverly Hills, northbound King George's Road, top of the hill near the Girls High School, Broad Arrow Road, south of the M5 interchange, a broken down car. At Greystones, Merrylands Road and Cumberland Road, the lights have been flashing yellow. And don't forget NRL action with the NRL game at Leichhardt this afternoon. Special event, clearways around James Street, and also on the Central Coast, near Central Coast Stadium, Roosters v Gold Coast. And a reminder that the sales are on, and if you're looking for a TV, computer, phone, camera or fridge, don't make a decision until you've downloaded Shopping Ninja. For the best value, go to shoppingninja.com.au. That's the latest traffic on Sky Sports Radio.
Are you looking to buy or sell a thoroughbred? Maybe a broodmare, tried racehorse or even a yearling? Look no further than bloodstockauction.com, Australia's first 100% online auction. Horses go under the hammer from 7 p.m. the first and third Tuesday of every month. Catalogue available 5 days prior. Trading horses has never been easier. Log on and become a member today. Access to Bloodstock worldwide. bloodstockauction.com. Delivering the sales ring to you.
You are listening to Sky Sports Radio. Don't forget tomorrow morning from 9 a.m. your chance to win a $50 tab voucher for the best caller on Punters Postmortem. Tab talk up from 10 o'clock. And then at 10:30, Mark Duclos will be with you to host Going Greyhounds. And then across to Tuesday, On the Pace with Gareth Hall coming up at 10:30 as well. So just recapping our preview for this big meeting at Tabcorp Park, Benangle, with the six Group 1s. We'll be on from 11 o'clock. Amanda Rando online to find all the winners in 4 minutes. In the meantime, though, Greyhounds are coming forward for the fourth at Addington, and three Backchat Harry is at 260, seven Corborne Daniel is at 460, eight About Town is at $6.10.
Seven Not Flash, three starts for Zip. Good record off the six, though, so Corborne Daniel, well, you shouldn't be far away if you jump with them. And the six, the other one I put in, Norman Jewell, went up a grade after winning here two back and finished six behind home was Rocky, so 3.576. Another one that has got a bit of early speed, Norman Jewell. About Town, of course, and that's on the downgrade for this, isn't it? Back from a class four, and that's been 7.66 last three starts, all in four, class four company, back to a three here. The wide draw counts against it a wee bit, but we'll appreciate the drop back in company. A Gold Star Bomber, a pretty consistent type, jumps off box one, Gold Star Bomber. Fourth last time behind home was Rocky. Miss Softy, we saw a win two back at Forbury Park, but was only 50 the other day. Behind home was Rocky, and No Jealousy, not that far away, went fourth behind Rodriguez, and a quickly run race the other day. But 3.576, I'll stick with Backchat Harry. Seems to have that early speed, and we've got it on top. The beat, the 5, the 7 and the 6, and it won't be long before they load up for the third leg of the quaddy. And to be live in the quaddy so far, you need 4 and 7 on the ticket. And there's been a couple of upsets, 4 and 7, and they're about to move in. So Gold Star Bomber will have the inside. Backchat Harry, Gorilla on drums, Corborne Daniel, Miss Softy, No Jealousy, Norman Jill, About Town. 2.95, last couple being pushed into the boxes. Green light is on, and the lure rolling for this. Race four, ready. And racing, Gold Star Bomber jump well, but best out, Gorilla on drum, straight to the lead. It put two or three on them early. Round the outside comes Backchat Harry. They're followed by Gold Star Bomber. Round the outside, About Town, get the others. Headed by No Jealousy, up they come, Gorilla on drums, and down the outside, Backchat Harry. But back in great today, Gorilla on drums has won it. Followed by Backchat Harry, Gold Star Bomber. Out very wide, About Town, they're followed by No Jealousy. Further back there we go to both Norman Jill and Corborne Daniel. And back with them, Miss Softy towards the tail.
At fourth Addington, five Gorilla on drums has paid 10.20 and 4.40. Three Backchat Harry 1.31, Gold Star Bomber 3.90. As far as our race previews go this afternoon, following Menangle with Amanda Rando, we'll take a look at the Coonamble meeting, our Tab Saddle Up Sunday meeting, which has been transferred to Dubbo. Tim Moses to find the winners for Dubbo at 20 past 11. We've got Maruya with John Scorse coming up at 27 past 11. And then we'll take a look at our Bendigo meeting in Victoria with Warren Huntley at about 11.40. And following that, I'll read out Pete Ellis's selections for you for Bordertown, where they are racing in South Australia. But just the big one to note this afternoon, the Tab Saddle Up Sunday meeting, Canamble, has been transferred to Dubbo, if you missed that information. Addington on the fourth, it was 5-3-1-8, about town around fourth. In just a moment, we'll take a look at Menangle.
That'll be $20, thanks. Like to swipe your Tab rewards card, please?
Sure.
You might want to look at that terminal.
More than a terminal, sir. It's an experience.
Join Tab Rewards and you could win a trip to the Hong Kong Derby or the NRL Grand Final. Simply join Tab Rewards during June for your chance to win. Authorised under New South Wales Permit LTPS 150728. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au for details.